أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتخذوا من دون الله آلهة لعلهم ينصرون. لا يستطيعون نصرهم وهم لهم جند محضرون. فلا يحزنك قولهم، إنا نعلم ما يسرون وما يعلنون. And they have taken up false gods other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that they may get some help from them. They, the false gods, will not be able to help them, and they, the disbelievers, will be brought into the judgment seat in a single group. Let not their statements grieve you. We know all what they conceal and what they reveal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that despite Allah's great favors, the favors of an'am, livestock, animals, the benefits that they take from these animals, the milk. Subhanallah, yesterday we didn't mention, but from that milk, how many products are made, how many industries come into play. Yogurt, cream, cheese, the different types of cheese, then the varieties, and how we enjoy these varieties, and the foods that we are able to produce, butter, ghee, all this from milk. So Allah Ta'ala is saying they should think, أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Shouldn't they be grateful, recognize these bounties are from Allah Ta'ala? It didn't just come just from thin air, as we say. There was no such thing as a big bang. It didn't just come up like that. Allah Ta'ala created it. Allah made it such. أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Shouldn't they be grateful? So Allah Ta'ala is giving tasalli in these verses that we read today to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was naturally grieved. Allah Pak says, فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ. Don't be grieved. Why? In the previous verses, Allah Ta'ala said, وَمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ الشِّعْرَ. We didn't teach him poetry. These people had no answer to the Quran, to the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they started to say, he is saying poetry. He is a sha'ir. He is a poet. So Allah Ta'ala is consoling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you shouldn't pay attention too much to these people, because after all my bounties and greatness, great favors upon them, they still so foolish that they turn to false gods. وَاتَّخَذُوا. They have taken up false gods to get some help from these false gods. So these people aren't intelligent people, because the gods and the idols that they worship are not able to even help them in the least. Like we see in the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that they weren't able to protect themselves when they were being broken. And he tried to make them understand. So here also, these people are very, very foolish. They don't have that level of intelligence to reason. Allah is saying that they can't help them. The false gods can't help them. These false gods will be actually an opposition for them, a mukhalif on the day of Qiyamah. These people will be thrown into Jahannam because of these false gods that they used to worship. And these people will be brought in front of Allah Ta'ala, and for whatever grief they caused you and whatever difficulty you went through on account of them, then remember, then on the day of Qiyamah they will face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will get the full retribution and the revenge that is due to them, the punishment that is due to them. Hazrat Mu'adh Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi, in his Bayan al-Quran, he explains that we should also take lesson from this, that we shouldn't pay attention to our enemies, their words, what they have to say. Don't pay attention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware, and Allah ta'ala will deal with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of them. If not in this world, then in the day of Qiyamah, they will all be brought in front of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala consoles Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they're calling you sha'ir and not accepting the message. فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ. Their statements shouldn't grieve you. For us also, a person is calling a Muslim names, picking on a Muslim, picking on you, your enemies are talking about you, evil things, saying things that are not true. فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ. Why are you worried? Allah Pak knows. Allah is aware. Leave it to Allah Ta'ala. Allah is saying, Inna na'lam, we know. We know what they conceal in their hearts, what they reveal, what they are saying to you. We know all of this. So you leave it to Allah Ta'ala. The day of Qiyamah, these people will be brought, and Allah Ta'ala will deal with them. So in this verse, to sum it up, Allah Ta'ala is saying, these people are not intelligent. They can't come and draw the right conclusions to recognize Allah Ta'ala. So don't worry, O Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they never recognize me. They never worship me, they worship idols. So if they are saying these things about you, you can understand that the intelligence is not there and you shouldn't be worried about them. Allah Ta'ala knows what they are doing. Allah Ta'ala will deal with them. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding.